بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن أولياؤه إلا المتقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق المحارم تكن أعبن الناس، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the opportunity to sit in this great gathering, the gathering of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As has been explained already and we've been hearing, that it is so necessary for us to have somebody over us, a guide, a mushir, somebody who can give us mashura, somebody who can tell us the way, somebody who already has gone through the path and now they can just guide us and show us the path. So while we understand that it is necessary and we all should be linked to a sheikh and to start our reformation, together with that, now we have to start adopting the teachings of the sheikh. And the main subject matter of all the mashayikh is how we can bring this taqwa in our life and how we can get rid of sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nafs and shaitan, their job is to trap us for every moment of our life. Shaitan just sits outside the heart. As soon as a person becomes ghafil, he becomes unmindful, then he attacks and he whispers in the heart. The nafs is always with a person, and the nafs amara, it starts off at it's always tempting and encouraging a person to do evil. Hakim Akhtar Saab, rahmatullah alayhi, once his sheikh wrote to him and he gave him this beautiful dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from the tricks of nafs and shaitan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the ability to break every trick of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan ki har makar aur fareb. Every trick of nafs and shaitan, may Allah give you the ability to combat it and to tackle it. Why it is there, it is going to be with us all the time. We have to be alert. And we have to see that how I'm not following my own nafs and my own desires. I'm not fulfilling the temptations of shaitan. And I am now following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am on the way, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. I'm on that straight path. So to combat that nafs and shaitan, one has to be alert, one has to be aware of what is the pitfalls, what is the way we can fall. And the sins is the main cause that makes us fall from the path. And to recognize what is a sin, for this year we have to sit in the company of the ulama and the mashayikh. And they will tell us what is a sin, how to go about it, and how to, every occasion, how to go through it without committing any sin and without committing any disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Hakimul Ummat, Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, he was on a train one day, and he says, when I'm on a train and when I come to a station, then I do not look outside the train. So the khadims, the murids, they ask, why don't you look outside the train? He say that it is a possibility that the woman, the coach, where there's women only. In India, they have a special coach for women. It's a possibility that that coach can come next to the window where I'm sitting. So then they used to say that, oh Hazrat, all you have to do is you have to lower your gaze when a woman appears in front of you. So he said so beautifully, what happens if I cannot take my gaze away? What happens if I cannot take my gaze away? So much they feared for themselves. So now we get the lesson here. When we come into a traffic light, why must we look left and right? If it's a possibility that there can be a woman sitting there, driving in the car next to you, this side, that side. If you're going to look, that picture is going to register in your heart. And although you might be able to take your gaze away, and who knows, will they be able to take their gaze away or not, but that picture has been registered already. And now you'll have to combat that picture of that woman. And like Hazrat says, it's your eyes is that camera, that it takes a picture within 1 second, and now it can make its own movies, it can make its own in the heart, it can fantasize, etc. And then all that sin starts. So we learn from this here that how to go about now when we're in the car, when we're driving, we have to just to save ourselves from sin. The Mashayikh have done this and they've practically advised us how to go about it. And there's so many other instances that the Mashayikh say, Mullah Abrar al-Haq Sahab, when he was on the airport, and then he said, just let me face the wall. Why must I look at all these women in the airport, up and down? Or let me just face the wall. And for them, the awliya Allah, when they even facing the wall, then they just in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make their dhikr, they contemplate and make tafakkur in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever is for a person who's connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there can never be a dull moment. Every moment he can connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yaad me teri sabko bulado, in your love, oh Allah, I forget everything. So, like last night we were on the plane, the person sitting next to me, the kafir, they need entertainment the whole time. The other time also one person, first he had a novel, then he started playing a game, then he listened to music, and this person last night also whole time listening to music. For them, they need all these things here. But for a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who's now we going towards the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all we need is we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Agar tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameer. Oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. The earth is mine, the skies are mine. So the most important thing while we're traveling on the path, on this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we have to combat sin and give up sin. If we think that we're going to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're still doing, looking at women, watching movies and doing evil, it's only a false notion. We will never reach that wilayat and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqun. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are only those who have taqwa in them. And this taqwa is when we give up all the sins. It shouldn't be that we're doing good actions and we still, the person is sick, he's supposed to restrain himself, but we're still doing, he's still eating all the wrong foods, etc. In the same way, we're doing all good actions, but there's that window of sin still there, that we still got our bad habits, and we're not worried to fix those bad habits, then we will never get that close friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was reading one malfuz, Mullah Mansur al-Haq said a poem. Bad nazri jo kar leta hai rozana little bit. Wataji wilai ke liye rehta hai anfat. He made a small poem and Azra Hakim Akhtar Sahib said that this is the khulasa of my bayan. Whoever makes bad nazri look at women every day just for a little bit. Just one movie, one this. He enjoys, takes haram pleasure, just a little bit, taji wilayat, for that crown of being the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will totally remain unfit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the condition of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when we work on removing one sin, and we stay away from all these, and Hakim Akhtar Sahib, first nazar bashaw, only safeguard the eyes. And yes, nipped it in the bud when we can see it's so common amongst us. Everywhere there's women around us, there's sin, temptation towards evil. We have to fight ourselves and we have to see how we're going to protect our eyes from sin. Then also, together with refraining from sin, we have to see that we should not have any disrespect for all Muslims and more for the mashayikh. Because Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the hadith, "Man aza li waliyan faqad adhantuhu bil harb," that whoever causes any harm to my wali, to my close friend, then I have declared war on that person. And who can fight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can take on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If we want to challenge and degrade and make ghibat and belittle the awliyaullah, then we are only causing our own self harm. Because now Allah will now declare, has declared war on such a person, and now we got who can defend himself against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to see that from our lips, from our actions, there shouldn't be any form of disrespect. Because with disrespect, it can have the harms more than sins also. Sometimes the consequences, Hazrat has mentioned, sometimes the consequences of sin are more severe. I mean, the consequences of disrespect are more severe than sinning and committing lots of evil. So that's why, especially about the mashayikh, with regards to those who are our seniors, we should always have full respect for them. And it shows in the hadith, it shows us that in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, some people complain about Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, he wasn't fair, etc., etc. And this really hurt Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, because he proved and he told Umar radiallahu anhu, this is how I do everything. And then from his lips, some words came out. Allahumma atil umarahu wa atil faqrahu wa arridhu lil fitan. Oh Allah, give him a long life, give him a life with poverty, and make him involved in fitna. So the Rawi says that I saw this person, and then he used to say that dua has got me, that bad dua and that curse has got me. And now his eyes were even closed, so old he was, and he used to stand on the streets and he used to interfere with the girls walking past. Such a he fell in it. And he said himself, this dua got me. Why? Because he challenged a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He took on a man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a consequence for him. Another person took on Hazrat Sa'id bin Waqqas and accused him of stealing her land as a woman. And then she was false. And then he also made a dua. It came out because it caused harm to the person. And when that blockage is there, when that hurt is there in that awliyaullah, then that sometimes a dua comes out. And he made a dua. Allahumma a'ami basaraha waqtulha fi ardiha. Oh Allah, make her blind and kill her in that land. And they say she fell in a well and that was a qabr. So, and we see it daily, those who go against mashayikh, those who go against the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the end is not good. Hakim Akhtar Sahib mentioned that the end result of those who go against the mashayikh and they speak against them, they got their opinions, the end is always bad. And what was his, Hakim Akhtar Sahib told us, that our is that in this one shari, I just say it so nicely, na munasib hai e dili nadan, ek juzami hai hase zukami par. So it is totally foolish, it's totally inappropriate, foolish person, that you got leprosy, we got cancer, and we laughing at people who got a cold. And especially, this is with regards to all the Muslimin, we should think like that. And that's why the sin of badgumani, thinking bad of others, it's such an evil sin. That we seek ourselves, and we so shortcoming in our own, and we thinking bad about others. And if we do not have these sins of badgumani, it's not discussed everywhere. If you come to Azabil, inshallah, in Ramadan, as Mawlana explains, throughout Ramadan, all the sicknesses he goes through. And this is how we can become aware. I was on the ulama group on WhatsApp, and I'm feeling out many different thoughts and this opinions. And all it was this, we cannot influence, change a situation. So it just I was getting perishan, badgumani about other ulama, and it wasn't good. All you had to do, exit the group. Alhamdulillah, I can say through the Hazrat's barakat and kindness, that you feel much easier. Now you meet, you don't know what's everything this day, you feeling at ease. You feeling at ease, you don't, you meet, you try to meet everybody and think about good about everybody. Hazrat told us, on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to have to give proof for badgumani, for those thinking bad, evil of other people. And for just having good towards is no. So we get in with all the social media, etc. It's so much harm spiritually caused to us. So the places or the things that leads you to sin, we should try to stay. وَلَا تَقْرَبُ الزِّنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't go near to the place of zina. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا. That's the boundary. Don't go near the boundary, then you save yourself. So these are the obstacles in the path that we have to see, the sins we have to give up, and we have to see that disrespect Amazon have for any of the mashayikh. Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Sahib says that I, in my whole life, I did not take on any of the mashayikh. I always kept my silence, whereas I know very well how to analyze and how to make the islah of people. He was a master. If one person came to him and said, I had the opinion of taking bait on you. So he said, what's this meaning? You had the opinion. He actually wanted to say, I want to take bait on you. And Hazrat tore him down on that. So he said afterwards, I got caught on what has and have. Hazrat Thani was so... on everything he could break down a person and why you said like this here, why you doing this here. Everything he was a master, but he said with regards to those mashayikh and those who take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are always kept quiet. Why we don't know the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the special mercies of Allah will come unto them, would they take in the great name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what great effect will this name is having on them and what will have on them, what great stages they will reach. So we don't know. So that's why always with regards to the mashayikh and our senior ulama and pious people, we have to keep quiet. We have to make sure that my opinion is worth nothing. I have to be silent. We got our own things to do. I have to bring complete deen into my life. I have to bring all the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my life. I got so much razail and evil in my life. I have to take out that. I have to bring in all the good sifat and good qualities in my life. I have to have complete yaqeen and conviction in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much we got to do on ourselves. Why must we get involved? And especially with regards to the pious people, person, they say don't interfere with the elephant, but don't interfere with the child of the elephant. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is special servants. We must never ever take them on and try to belittle them and say, what's his opinion? That's why they say it is famous usul. Apne maslak ko choro mat, dusro maslak ke chero mat. Don't leave your way, which our Hazrat and the line, alhamdulillah, we got a strong line. Akim Akhtar Sahab, Mula Ashraf Al-Tanwi, Mula Abranul Haqam, Haji Imdadullah. It's a great solid line and so much beautiful, so solid this line. If we just stay on to that way, why must we worry about all other ways? They don't worry about other people. We got this firm way. We were in Karachi and then I was speaking to a Mufti Sahab there. He was studying in Darul Karachi. So I asked him which fatwas they check. Do you check fatwa Mahmudiya, Rahimiya or all? He said, no, they don't. They check Mufti Shafi Sahab and Mullah Ashraf Al-Thanwi. So I asked him why. He said, no, this is our mashrab. This is where our line is. This is where because Mufti Taqi, his father was Mufti Shafi, and Mullah Ashraf Ali Thanwi. So they say, from that day I get that line where we drinking from, we stick to there. Where our fountain is, we stick to that, and we don't worry about others. Let them be carry on with theirs. Inshallah, if we stick on to our way of our mashayikh, and we don't interfere, we live a life of ease and peace. And like we said, together with that, we have to just stay away from sin, and respect and have this adab and respect for the mashayikh. What adab and respect we will see, we will go so far in life. We used to see coming to our time, Haji Farooq Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, and Dr. Sabir Sahib, they used to come. And Dr. Sabir Sahib, he was just a khadim. On the end, he became the sheikh. Just on khidmat, on the respect he had, he became the sheikh of the people, and the big ulama from Port Elizabeth and the country went to him afterwards. Just on having respect, and just having this respect and adab and khidmat of the mashayikh takes a person so much. Even without loss of knowledge, etc., a person just by that what's in the sheikh will come onto those, just by having the respect of the mashayikh. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we always have good opinions of all Muslimin, and especially about our mashayikh and our your own sheikh, etc. Hazrat emphasizing a lot about respect. Last day in Ramadan, somebody walked across Hazrat. Hazrat was angry. Like that, Hazrat, and especially for those who are already along with Hazrat, the respect should be more, and we should always be careful that I mustn't be any disrespect for Hazrat. And then also, for newcomers, Hazrat is very easy with also. We saw one time in before Ramadan, Hazrat was taking Mashura, and then one person said that, Hazrat, you know, we would like if you would stop your bayan a bit early before Maghrib in Ramadan, so we can make some dua. So Hazrat just immediately said, no, don't worry. I've replaced my brake pads. Now I got new brake pads, and I'm going to stop now, inshallah, my brake pads. Hazrat is so easy, and so for everyone, Hazrat, according for the new and for the old, but we have to see that how we can be respectful to our sheikh and to all the mashayikh, especially to the awliya Allah. Inshallah, we will go very far. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.